USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump on Newsmax TV Monday let the Biden administration have it for destroying the once safe U.S.-Mexico border and destruction of America's energy independence.
They're destroying our country, and the company Burisma, you know what Burisma is, we're making them rich. And we're becoming less and less energy independent. And within 3 or 4 months, we won't be energy independent. It's a very, very sad thing. And then the border, you look at that, it's incredible to watch.
Fire burned through a Rockland County, New York assisted living facility, leaving multiple residents injured. Flames broke out inside the Evergreen Court for Adults just after 1 a.m. on Tuesday morning. Multiple fire departments were called to the scene. One firefighter was trapped inside the burning facility for some time, but was able to escape. The 200-bed facility is about 25 miles north of New York City along the Hudson River. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1 ounce silver eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit assetstrategies.com.
Some of the $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill is making its way to help hunger. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
The Ag Department is increasing the federal program that aims to curb food insecurity in families. SNAP is getting $3.5 billion from the massive stimulus package. In a statement, Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack saying the agency is committed to fighting food insecurity during the COVID-19 pandemic.
In the United States, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, is a federal program that provides food purchasing assistance for low and no income people. The U.S.-Mexico border is in dire straits as the Biden administration is attempting to hide their plan. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz.
The most astonishing part of it is the Biden administration is enforcing a total blackout on the press. And the Biden administration wants to hide from the crisis that is unfolding on the southern border.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
The next COVID-19 vaccine could be pricking arms soon. Some are calling this one a game changer for the planet. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau reports.
AstraZeneca said its COVID-19 vaccine was safe and 79% effective in U.S. clinical trials and that it would prepare to request emergency use authorization. Dr. Ashish Jha, Dean of Brown University's School of Public Health, tells NBC's Today Show this is truly a game changer.
By the time this is authorized, I don't think we're going to be looking for a lot more vaccines here. We'll have plenty, but it may add to our stockpiles. I think the bigger issue is global. This vaccine, there are hundreds of millions of doses of this being made around the world, and we really need to vaccinate the world. Remember, this is a global pandemic, and it will come to an end when the world is vaccinated. This is our best ticket towards vaccinating the world.
If the AstraZeneca vaccine gains approval, it would join Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson as the fourth drug cleared for use in the United States.
AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine has been produced through the Operation Warp Speed program. Feel like you put on some weight over the lockdown? Well, you're not alone. American adults gained half a pound on average for every 10 days spent under stay-at-home orders. The University of California, San Francisco study found that participants under stay-at-home orders gained on average 0.59 pounds for every 10 days spent under lockdown, a finding that could translate as many as 20 pounds gained over the course of the 2020-2021 pandemic. Thank you for listening. We are USA Radio News. I'm Lance Pry.